Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And it's a big show today, baby. The NBA playoffs, I guess I'll say unofficially beginning today. The play-in tournaments, Brooklyn hosting Cleveland, and then the Clippers and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I think the Clippers are dangerous, so are the Nets for that matter. So we got two teams that could make some noise in these playoffs playing tonight, and I don't know if these games count. What the, that Rob
not
G,
the playoffs.
Have they figured out?
They're not the playoffs. They don't count.
Right, they need to find somewhere to put these games.
Yeah,
the
but they're not counted as playoffs because if you don't get in, it doesn't count as a playoff appearance.
No, but
am
they
I right,
need
Rob
to count
G?
As something. It needs to count as either regular season.
It's really
like
weird.
The stats,
right?
You know, it's like the games never occurred. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
It should be a part of the playoff system, but basically, if you don't win and move
be.
On, it doesn't count. You don't get a playoff.
It should be just like the wild card in baseball, Rob. It's one game, but it's a playoff.
But you got to call it a playoff. To say that it's not the playoffs doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't mind the play-in, but just understand. You said it is a playoff. It really, to me, it really is.
No, it's not a regular season, so what is
right.
it? It has
it's
to be.
It's got to be. Right, exactly. So we'll get into that, though, and so much more. It's going to be a great show. We got some awesome guests. Ephraim Salaam, the Hall of Famer, the newly minted Hall of Famer, Tim Hardaway, one of the early, early users. That's a terrible word for it, but of the crossover dribble. He was one of the guys that helped make it famous, the killer crossover. So he'll join us in the second hour. But keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And we, of course, have the iCouple crew in full effect. DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G, you've already heard his voice. And on Mr. Ralph Irvin, is it just me or does it feel like we haven't had Ralph in a while?
Yeah, I thought Ralph went to ESPN. I didn't even know he was still with Fox.
Man, I'm glad he didn't. I'm glad he's with us, my man Ralph.
I'm just asking. I'm sorry. I was asking. I don't know.
All right. Well, Rob, Trash Talking Tuesday as well. So you guys will have 30 to 40 seconds trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. That's the third hour of the show. So get your takes ready and come correct. Rob, who'd you trash today on Deadspin?
Trashed Gil Brandt, the Pro Football Hall of Fame former Dallas Cowboys executive. And Chris, you know, we'll talk about it a little bit. But his comments on the radio after Dwayne Haskins died were just appalling. Like,
that's a good word for
appalling. Him. Like, what are you doing? You know, at a 24-year-old dying tragically like that and you know, unpacking all the negativity you can rather than talking about. And I just want to say this because Adam Schefter was guilty,
at
too.
That point.
Yeah, it's about the human being, far, Chris. Obviously. It ain't about a football player. So I'm just sorry. Talking about you might as well bring up stats. He played so-and-so games, only had four touchdowns in his NFL career. Really? On the day he was tragically killed, you're talking about him struggling as a football quarterback? Come on, man. Yeah. You're losing
Gil
sight. Gil
Brandt went way, way out there, too. So we'll get into that later, though. All right, Rob, let's go here. Good article today in ESPN on ESPN.com. Kevin Arnovitz, who does a good job there covering the NBA. But he wrote about the death of the super team. And, Rob, when you look at and I want to clarify that, the player-generated super team. Because there were super teams in the 80s, folks. Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, Dennis Johnson, another Hall of Famer. Brought in Bill Walton in 86. Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, James Worthy, Jamal Wilkes, like there were super teams where Dr. J and Moses Malone, not to mention Mo Cheeks and Andrew Toney. So there have been super teams before, and then 2008, Rob, of course, Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. But we have had in this era the player-generated super team, and largely an outgrowth of AAU, where guys grow up now playing with the best players in the country, becoming friends. You might be from Ohio, but your best friend, because you met him through AAU and all the travel teams, is in Florida. You know, and another one's in Texas and California. So they know each other. And so this notion of coming together, talking it out, working it out so you can play together is natural to them. But the article was interesting, and it talked about, have we seen the death of it? Because if you look, Rob, at the contenders, let's go in the East. Top seeds, Miami, not a super team. Boston, not a super team. Milwaukee, not a super team. Toronto, Chicago, not super teams. We got Brooklyn, which still could qualify. They only got two of them in KD and Kyrie, but they obviously worked their way together. And I guess you throw in Philly, because James Harden forced his way there, right, to play with Joel Embiid. If you go to the West, Rob, Phoenix, not a super team. Memphis, obviously not a super team. Golden State, not at this point a super team.
But they were.
Because Kevin Durant, well, with Durant, yeah, but not before that. They were organic before that when they won it. Dallas, Utah, Denver, Minnesota. We said the Clippers, if they were healthy, obviously Kawhi and Paul George. But so what's your thought on it, right? Because again, the contenders, the outside of Brooklyn, which is an seventh or eighth seed, all these teams are organic. Do you think that the shine is coming off of the player-generated super team?
No, I don't. I don't think so, only because the two teams that you talk about, the two biggest, were both derailed by health. It's not like they failed and they didn't win, so I don't think it's there yet. If the Nets are together for a couple of years and all three of those guys are healthy and they don't win, Chris, maybe. And if the Clippers, who went to the Western Conference Finals right last year without Kawhi, if they don't win, then maybe it might change. I think there's some changing opinions from players, but I still think that there will be teams that will try if they feel they can get a player or two, you know, to come together to join somebody and try to win. If the Nets run, I'm just hypothetical. Right. Say the Nets win this year, Chris, and win again next year. The super team comments will be back. We'll talk about, of course. We'll be like,
that's a heck of a
no. I'm just
a heck of an if.
I'm just saying,
you know,
that I'm not saying that it's dead yet because health and injuries have derailed the super teams of late. So I'm not there. I don't think that this is ancient history, but I do love, and I told you this when he did it. When Giannis decided to stay in Milwaukee, and I remember writing a column for Deadspin.com that he saved the NBA, that this was a great moment for the NBA because you remember everybody wanted him to go to Miami, the team that beat him the year before, join up with Miami and go win a championship down there, and he stayed. And then we know Damian Lillard wants to stay in Portland and, you know, and some other guys.
John Morant's already talked about, he's a life for good. Memphis. Yeah.
Right. So you're starting to hear guys like that, and that's great too. But
you're
you're
always going to have guys like that because even in the quote unquote super team era, Allen Iverson never wanted to go. Russell Westbrook never wanted to go. But Rob, the article was interesting because it actually also talked about, like, is it worth, and you mentioned, you're absolutely right. What's derailed Brooklyn? We don't know if they would have won a championship.
Right, but...
But it's the injuries. They let's just keep it real. They never even got a chance to play together.
They never got a chance, right, at this.
And, right. And now, you know, Clippers have failed twice. Or they failed, what? Was it once? Yeah, once.
No, with once, Kawhi, I would say. Yeah.
And they blew a 3-1 lead.
But last year,
right. Yeah, they did all right without Kawhi when he got hurt. But that's part of it, like, because... the Lakers, a lot of injuries derailed them with AD, obviously. These two teams, the Clippers and the Nets, injuries derailed them. And they talked a lot about, it was interesting, Rob, because some of the article was about all the mess you have to put up with some of these super teams. And you hear it all the time about LeBron and how, you know, some people, like Brian Windhorst said, he wears out his welcome after 4 years, or wears out the franchise. You know, people complain. They're even complaining now. He's running everything in L.A. And David Griffin complained about Cleveland. He was miserable even though they won a championship. And you know, Kawhi, remember, Rob, his first year there? Oh, it wasn't the same. He was a prima donna. He wasn't practicing.
Right.
He didn't have that same go-get-him attitude that we had as a little engine that could. And it's, you're hearing the same thing in Brooklyn. Oh, now we got to cater to Kyrie and KD. Here's what I say, though, right? I get it. Because superstars, particularly if they team up on their own and they're like, we're going there not because you're a great GM, not because you're a great coach. We just want to play there. They're kind of running things, right?
Right, right.
But here's the thing, Rob. If they deliver championships, and honestly, even if they may not, let's say they just are a perennial contender. And obviously, you want to win the championship. But Rob, are the Clippers better off with Kawhi and Paul George and the Nets with what they have than being, you know, a rugged eighth seed that is really has the talent of a 10th seed and you're excited because they achieved, you know, above their, you know, the talent level. I mean, I superstars, it's the payoff to me is worth it. Because you're a great team and you have a shot. And that's really all you can ask for. So I just think some of that comes with the territory. Not that every superstar is like that, but, you know, some of that is a payoff. And I do think it ends up being worth it.
And you have to, right, you know it. You could have all blue-collar guys, and you probably won't win anything. I mean, that's
right.
Just
and
the bottom line.
The coach is great, and they work their tails off. And
we talk about it all the time.
You get to the seventh seed, and you're excited, right?
We could sit here and act like we're treated the same exact way as Colin Cowherd and Dan Patrick, and it ain't true. It ain't true. Right, Chris?
Really,
it
behind the scenes, Rob, I get a little bit of love.
Oh, okay. Well, you get better. But you know what I'm saying, right?
No,
I mean,
you're right. You're right. You're right.
That's how it goes.
Yep. That is the bottom line. And but I think, Rob, here's the other thing. The super team era, and you're right, I'll say it again, injuries in L.A., A.D., Kawhi,
derailed
Paul George, and Brooklyn. But here's the thing. Outside of LeBron, how many super teams have really been – and I get it, Golden State, of course.
No, you got to count Golden State.
They're beyond a super team.
Right,
I mean, really.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, they were a super-duper team. And I'm not throwing shade at Kevin Durant. But, Rob, that was just – it was farcical. There's no competition for him. And I get it. Houston did push him that one year, but it was just easy. They were so good even before Durant got there. And then once he goes there, it's over.
Right.
So yeah, of course they were successful, but you know what I mean? I mean, San Antonio, which was more of an organic super team. They won the championship during the LeBron super team era. Dallas won a championship, Rob. Toronto won a championship. Milwaukee won a championship. So other teams have – this super team era hasn't been dominated by the player-generated super teams.
Nope. No, that's fair. Not yet.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think the era – of the player-generated super team is over? And do you like that it's over, if indeed you think that way? Or would you rather, you know, the title contenders be made up of players, superstars coming together on their own? Or do you like the more organic feel of the leading contenders this year? We'll get into that with you next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun. But then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple, and if you are dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination, offering free battery services like testing and charging for your battery. So next time you're having trouble with your battery, go to AutoZone. Your battery solution in America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Super Team Era, dead or not? And would you be happy if it were dead? Your turn to win.
All right, let's kick it off with Albert in Honolulu. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Albert?
Aloha, fellas.
Aloha. Yeah.
Well, definitely have to say that I'm happy that if this is the end of the Super Team era, I'm definitely glad to hear it. I'm tired of these new, young, soft players that can't win championships on their own or build their own teams, you know, have to link up with other superstars. And, you know, they keep trying to use the older teams like the Bad Boys or the Bulls that they had the big three. But their big three was drafted. The first big three was them, you know, Jordan,
or
Pippen,
trades.
And Cartwright.
Right. And there were trades. Even when you look at the Boston Celtics, They had to give up something to put that together. It was a trade. And they still had three great players, but it's not the same.
Right, and some of them did get breaks. I mean, the Lakers had the best player in the league already in Kareem.
Right,
and they got the number one pick. So you got breaks. And then remember, Rob, they ended up getting Worthy a couple years later.
Yeah, James that was Worthy, definitely.
But there, look, I'm not one to kill the player-generated super teams, but there is it is just more – like if I'm at a park, Rob, if I roll up to a park to play ball, it's more honorable if I'm like, yo, just give me whoever.
It don't matter.
And we winning.
Exactly.
Versus I'm watching them play, and I'm like, all right, give me this dude, the best guys. You know what I'm saying?
But Chris, that's
it's a little different.
That's what you have with the AAU, where in a particular city, you have, instead of the three best players in Detroit playing on different AAU teams, Chris, they all play on one team.
Right.
They go undefeated.
Beat everybody by 90.
Right. And you're like, what did you prove?
Right.
You guys got the three best players in the city. You should win every game. Like there's nothing here.
You're right.
Let's go to Sean in Pittsburgh. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
What's up, guys? I don't think that Super Team is dead quite. But I do think that we've kind of came away from in the super team era was that we kind of undervalued role players. And I'm just thinking, like, in that last Brooklyn series, right, where Kyrie got injured, like, yep. I'm just trying to think, like, if Kyrie got injured, but we still got, like, Jared Allen and Spencer Dinwiddie, how that series would have gone.
Or if Joe Harris could make a shot, how about that?
Well, right, but...
You're right. Like, if they don't make that trade for Harden and they've got Caris LeVert and Jared Allen, the Nets are nice. I mean, you know, assuming they're healthy. Oh, God.
Right, and I'm also thinking, like, just look at how teams have gone this year. Like, the Memphis Grizzlies went on a tear, and the Lakers, who were supposed to be a super team, just kind of fell off because one guy gets injured and they just don't know what to do.
Right.
Yep. No doubt about it. Appreciate the call, Sean. Bob in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Bob?
What up, guys? How you doing tonight?
Doing great.
Man. How are you?
Doing great.
Hey, Bob, Buxton is swinging a hot bat for the Twins so far, man. I'm just saying. Okay.
Sorry. There's a lot of season left to go, though.
No, I know. I'm just saying. He's off to a good start.
Say that again.
I know.
Yep. My input on the super team stuff is just that, like, it kind of, when a super team comes to a team, it kind of constricts what the GM is able to do. My thinking is just that, like, when you get two or three of those max contracts all on the same team, there's taking up such a large percentage of, like, the salary cap, like filling out the rest of the roster. One, you're asking the super team guys, like the two or three, like, main guys to shoulder so much of the effort, but then also, like, you're really probably cutting down on how much you're able to get out of, like, those role players. And
that's fair. And we saw it, Chris, you know this, with the Lakers. They were so top heavy that everybody on the roster is making $1 million.
Right.
I mean,
a lot of these role players, Rob, they went to play with LeBron.
Right, because it was they didn't make any money.
Right, they wanted to win a championship. So it's tough. There's no doubt it's tough to build around them. But you do have a lot of good players that when you're – Rob, you know this. When you've got superstars, they draw so much attention that if you're just a skilled guy who's smart and has the right mentality, you can thrive around stars, you know, if you'll accept your role. And so it's tough, but – it could be a good opportunity for guys. All right, we'll get Ephraim Salaam in here in a few moments. But first, our man.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, boy, blow the whistle. He's a former NFL offensive lineman. Now does his thing right here at Fox Sports Radio as a weekend host. We welcome in the man, the myth, the legend, Ephraim Salaam. What's up, man?
What's happening, man? How y'all doing?
I got them serious. I make brothers feel good.
Chris just going berserk.
See?
You really do.
Nah, man, it's good to have you. And Ephraim, I have a gift for you. And you're going to think I'm joking, but I really got a gift for you, and I think you're going to like this. I want to, at least me, and I think Rob will go along, I want to talk NBA with you.
Oh, that's it. We win. That's
See,
all I want.
I know you want to get into that, right? All right, not much going on with football, so let's talk NBA.
We do have a few football questions, but let's do it.
Oh, so Rob's got some. Okay. Brooklyn's playing tonight in the play-in against Cleveland. Do you give the Nets much of a chance to go deep in the playoffs or maybe even to the finals?
Well, if they win tonight, they match up with Boston, right? They go right to the seventh seed, and then they play Boston, I believe, correct?
Yep.
I don't know. They have Boston's number, it seemed, the last
Boston's
couple of years.
Boston's tough. They do, but
Boston is playing good basketball right now. Like, so that's not a favorable matchup for them. A better matchup for them would be if they lost tonight and then they went and had to play the second play-in game between the winner out of the Hawks and the Hornets and got matched up with Miami.
But
that
you
would be a better matchup for them.
You know, when
you are playing with fire. You know, the conventional wisdom is to just get in, right? So do whatever you have to do to just get in. So if that means them win tonight and then they have an unfavorable matchup with Boston, then just get in, right? You don't want to play that game,
right?
You know, in an elimination round. So I just – all the pieces – now, Kyrie, we know Kyrie, we know Kevin Durant, they can score with the best of them. They've been having 50, 60-point games.
Right.
But can they guard people? Can they stop people? When you get into a playoff series, especially in the NBA, when you get into that series, then the team that plays the better defense wins because it's no back-and-forth travel and all of that. Everything is broken down. You're playing one team, and you learn – how to take things away from your opponent. And if you can't do that on the defensive end, you're going to have nights where you're not on. We've seen that with them this year.
Right.
Where one or both of them aren't on. You're not going to score 50, 60 every night. And that's where the defense comes in the playoffs. And I don't think they play good enough defense. I really don't.
So you say no, then. They're not getting out of the East.
I don't think they're coming out of the East. Absolutely not.
Who do you have?
Look, man, you can say what you want, but Milwaukee, man. Look, Milwaukee, they've been there. They're defending champions. They know exactly what it takes. And Giannis, it's not like Giannis is playing worse. It's not like the team is playing worse. And just having that knowledge and that ability to go toe-to-toe with any team. They play defense. They're well-rounded. They're going to be very hard-pressed to beat. Now, the outlier is Philly. What is Philly going to do? Which James Harden is going to show up?
Well, we already know. It hasn't been the good one after the first five games when he got to Philadelphia.
Right. Ephraim, I think he's under the most pressure of anybody in the playoffs.
I would agree with that. I definitely would agree with that. I mean, say what you want, you know, about most prolific scorer. He can do this. He can do that. When the big games come around, he disappears.
Yeah, it is amazing. Ephraim, there's another story brewing there. Let's go to this one in the NFL. And I know Chris and I are going to talk about it as well. But the Commanders, the Washington Commanders, Congress has said that they have broken financial laws, that they were holding on to money, not distributing money that wasn't theirs to people and to the other teams and all kinds of stuff. What is this trouble finally for Daniel Snyder? I mean, this sounds like you can lose your team over this.
Yeah, this will get – if you start telling the owners that one particular owner is holding money, not sharing revenue, not doing that, they will quickly eradicate that situation. The one thing you can't do with a bunch of billionaires is mess with their money. And that's what it seems like Congress has discovered in the Commander's case. And Daniel Snyder, like, they're not – they're not going to play that. They will have you removed
That team will be up for sale, and they will move on if they find out you're cooking the books and you keep
right.
the money for yourself.
But Ephraim, how dumb can you be to mess around like that? Like
well,
you know
here,
that
man.
Could cost you the team. I don't get it.
It shouldn't even be a question at this
right.
point if he lose, that he's going to lose that team.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And when you ask that question, how dumb can you be? I mean, he's been dumb for quite some time. Like, I mean, this is not like the first thing that has happened, right? Like, he done burned the house down. He done, you know, did this and crashed the car. Right. And then when you come home and, you know, the apartment that you had to move in because he burned down the house is on fire, you don't be like, well, what are you doing? There's obviously a pattern of disruptive behavior going on with the organization. And you know the NFL is one thing they don't want. They don't want that. And they don't want that casting a negative light on the Shield.
Right.
Let me ask you this, Ephraim. And we've talked about Baker Mayfield and, you know, assuming that the Browns just have to release him, there'll be a few teams in line to pick him up. I thought Pittsburgh would be a good spot for him if he's released. Do you think them signing, you know, Trubisky to that contract extension, 2 years, does that, you know, mean they're not in the Baker Mayfield, you know, sweepstakes anymore and
no.
that they're going with Trubisky? Or could you see them still bringing in Mayfield if he's released?
I can still see them bringing in Baker Mayfield. You know, the one thing you know you'll get with Baker Mayfield, right, is the number one draft pick who supposedly had a chip on his shoulder really would have a chip on his shoulder now.
Right.
Right? Like, he had this whole mystique about him having a chip on his shoulder, and I never knew why, because he was the number one pick in the draft. I don't know how do you get a chip that way. But being released, staying within the division, and having an opportunity to whoop up on the team that basically threw you away would probably bring out more of Baker Mayfield than any other situation.
Yeah, crazy. And one last thing, the unfortunate passing
of
yeah, Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
Just a terrible story. 24 years old, hit by a car, and then you know, people talking about him as a football player, Ephraim, rather than just a human being who just lost his life. I was disappointed in some people that they would be throwing in stats and that he struggled as a quarterback. What was that?
Yeah, I think that's disrespectful, and I think. I talked about it over the weekend. You know, there were several things out there when you're talking about a guy who couldn't make it in the league. And you're just putting all this negative things out there on top of saying, you know, rest in peace. That's not what being a human being is about. That's not empathy, right? I got two sons. I'm trying to raise them to be compassionate and have empathy
right.
and care about others, right? Let's think about the Haskins family and the mothers and the fathers. They don't want to hear all of that. They just lost their son, their brother.
Right.
Right? Like, we have to be more compassionate. And sometimes we get so caught up in our business and trying to get the scoop out or get the tweet out or you know, get the likes and all of that. We lose a sense of our humanity. And I think we need to get back to really minding what we tweet, what we say, and how we respond to certain things. I don't care. I don't give a damn about how many picks or how many touchdowns this young man threw. I'm sad that this young man lost his life at 24 when he had the whole world ahead of him. That's the thing. I don't care nothing about the football aspect of it, good or bad. I care that this young man is gone far, far too soon.
No,
right.
No doubt.
Right.
And you can say this, last thing, Chris and Ephraim. When you write an obituary and you tell his whole story, you'll talk about the teams that he played on and you know what I mean, and he was in Washington. Yes, that's a part of it when you write somebody's full story. But the day someone dies, none of that other stuff is relevant. It just is.
No, none of it.
That was terrible. All right, Ephraim Salam, our man. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
We appreciate you.
And see, Ephraim, I'm in a good mood today. I didn't say anything.
I like that, man. I like that. You know, y'all hug each other, man. Y'all stay safe out there.
All right. All right, brother. Shekel City is next. And Luca. Wow. Where art thou? Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, it is the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Sports Book, but Chris, last night I jumped into baseball.
You need to retire that line.
No, not yet.
Can we give a deadline or something?
Yeah, all right.
September 10th. How about that? If they not on board by September 10th,
you know, Chris wants a deadline. All right, let's leave September 10th. Leave. If we're not on by then, okay, then we're gonna drop it. Is that fair?
That's fair.
All right.
My God. Have some pride, young man.
So last night, you know, I tried baseball, Chris, baseball betting, ooh, and did not work out for me.
Oh.
1-2 last night. I had a couple of unders, and I had the Yankees on the money line, so that did not work out. But I'm not running away from it. So 1-2 last night. Here we go tonight, Shekel City. I got the Nets -9.5 hosting the Cavs. Where are we now, Chris?
Oh, it's the Nets are running over them. Right. The score right now is Nets 42, Cavs 29. They were up by as much as 20, Rob.
Right. I figured
13
yeah.
right
this
now.
This to me, that was my best bet. Nets -9.5.
What's the spread? 9.5?
9.5. Yeah. I think they'll win by 10, so I'm pretty good there. I got the Clippers. The Clippers.
Timberwolves are tough. That's going to be a good game.
I got the Clippers +3 in that game.
Okay, +3.
And also, I'm taking the Yankees money line -135, Chris, hosting the Blue Jays game 2 of that series. So I got.
So they got the Timberwolves favorite?
Yeah, Timberwolves, yep.
Wow.
Our favorite. That game is in Minnesota. So I got the Nets -9.5, Clippers +3. And the Yankees money line -135. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
You need to retire that line too.
No,
can you?
You still no legally. Told me why I talked to the attorney. So legally, no, I can't.
I knew it was something.
You knew it.
All right, Rob. You know, look, you and I, rightfully so. I don't think we're wrong about this, but we've been hard on load management. And Luka Doncic, likely to be first team in all NBA. I think this would be his third, Rob G, check this, third year first team all NBA. That's ridiculous for a dude who's 23 years old. Yeah. But he strained his calf. Now, Rob, I'm going to say this. Luka was fourth on my MVP ballot. But I do think he should have been garnered more conversation for MVP. Like, it's fine to have the other three guys ahead of him. I obviously did that. Embiid, Giannis, and Jokic. I voted for Giannis. But Luka carried a Dallas team with no other stars to 52 wins. That's more than all those other guys did with their teams. And so I think he should have garnered at least some MVP consideration. We'll see if he finishes in the top five. I don't know. Everybody is going to even have him on
their
ballot.
There's too many people. I don't know.
Yeah, I think he should, but we'll see. But the bottom line is this. Last game of the season, not much, you know, to play for. A little bit of seeding, but, you know.
No, but could they really move up?
They could have went down, and they could have moved up. Actually, I'm sorry. They could have moved up had Golden State lost, although Golden State rolled themselves. Had Golden State lost and they won, they would have ended up with the 3 seed and meeting Denver versus the 4 seed meeting Utah. I don't know that there's that much of a difference in there, right? Denver, Utah, tomato, tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off. There you go.
In the third quarter, Luka goes down, Rod, with a strained calf, and now he's out and there's no timetable for his return. And I will say this, and I'm not a load management guy, but Rob, I'm not really against guys sitting out the last game or two. I don't mind that. I don't count that as the same as just missing a random game. No, I'm
getting ready for the playoffs. Some guys don't like it. Some guys just want to play.
Right.
And you can't avoid injuries.
Used to play,
because
guys used to play.
I'll give you a perfect example. They could have done that with James Harden last year, and 50 seconds into the first game of the playoffs, he hurt himself.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Was it 50 seconds or 9 seconds? It was less than a minute.
It was crazy. You're right.
Right.
And that's why I'm not going to kill Jason Kidd. Because some of these you could get injured at any moment. Really. It's one thing if the guy's banged up and you're forcing him out there. Okay. But if he's healthy and playing, I'm not killing Kidd for that. Because it could have happened in practice for all we know. It could have happened in a shoot around. Like, it just was a random thing. Hopefully, Luke will be able to come back at some point in the series, if not the start of the series. But, Rob, I'm not killing Kidd. Are you?
No.
I'm not. Freak thing situation. It wasn't like it was he had something going and you put him out there.
Right.
Things happen sometimes. I'm the same way. If the game was totally meaningless or he was out there, Chris, and they were up by 30, then I'd have a problem with it.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. Brooklyn rolling over Cleveland by 16. Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.